The contingents were made up of security services, school children and other interested groups. President Akufo-Addo, after inspecting the parade, lit the perpetual flame. The colorful ceremony saw the display of Ghana's rich culture amid poetry and martial arts. Focusing on the theme Ghana Beyond Aid, President Akufo-Addo said at 61, Ghana cannot be compared to its peers such as Malaysia and South Korea, who attained independence around the same time. He said despite the vast natural resources, the country has not seen the desired results envisaged. He said the time has come for the country to rewrite its destiny and take charge. This, he believes, can only be achieved when the country moves beyond aid.
That around the time of our independence, we had peers such as Malaysia, South Korea, and Singapore. Our per capita incomes were very similar, at around $450 in 1960. And our economies were dependent on the production of primary commodities. Today, these countries, once our peer, have significantly transformed themselves into industrialized economies. We are still dependent on the export of primary commodities. We must define and craft our own destiny.
Touching on corruption, President Akufo-Addo stressed that the canker, which is eaten into the fabric of the society, does not wear any political color. He pledged government's commitment to eliminate corrupt practices that deprive the country the needed resources to transform the economy.
Corruption is not a partisan matter, and we must all act to protect the public purse. With the Office of the Special Prosecutor now in place, we can expect more prosecutions for corruption in the coming months. And public officials, past and present, should be on notice that they will be held accountable for their stewardship of our public finances.
On the issue of armed robbery, which threatens the security of the country, President Akufo-Addo called for collaborative efforts to fight the menace. He urged Ghanaians to join hands with the security services to address the challenge. He said government will equip the police with modern resources to combat crime.
The recent spate of armed robberies is totally unacceptable. I will work to ensure the citizens are able to go about their daily duties in the confidence that they are safe. No miscreant will have the space to terrorize citizens and generate a sense of insecurity in our country. The police have the primary responsibility of maintaining peace and keeping law and order in our society. We are providing the means for them to modernize their equipment. I urge you all to join in making sure that there is no hiding place in our midst for those who would disturb our peace.
The over 1,000 contingents treated guests with splendid performance, although a few could not stand the heat from the scorching sun, causing them to faint.
Mercy Dacos report.